This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, fake guns are now banned in Boston, Massachusetts. They've already banned the hell out of real guns in that state.
Everybody who had a real gun's already been arrested.
So we'll get into that story. But first, from truthvoice.com, Missouri University police are now asking students to contact them for hurtful speech in sort of a series of news that we've been sharing with you here on Free Talk Live about just ridiculous college campus politics and political correctness gone too far.
Don't you think to some extent that what you see on college campuses is what you can expect to be seeing
in real
coming
life?
Down the pike,
yeah,
as it were,
so.
In the future?
Yeah. I think so. Ian and Mark, by the way, in the studio here.
This generation of babies that we appear to be, allowing to be created by this, overpriced, bloated university system that we have out there, these folks are going to assume positions of power and authority in the next couple of decades, and then,
And what's to stop them from doing that? Nothing. I mean, this is not uncommon, this overprotected helicopter parent kind of child that is basically kept childlike for as long as possible, essentially kept as a child all the way into their mid to late 20s.
This is the kind of talk that gets us labeled as conservatives by those that out there that just dislike it, right? Like, they don't want to rebut what it is that we're saying. They just want to slap some label on us.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a conservative.
I don't look at myself as a conservative, but I do look at people who, for instance, we were looking at this case earlier this week where after a free speech seminar, a group of unhappy college students surround the dean and shout him down because he disagrees.
It's supposed to be a home, not a school.
Right. Well, basically, the lady says that this isn't supposed to be an institution of higher learning. This is supposed to be a place of home and comfort. Comfort and home is what she says. Well, this is ridiculous. This is Yale University, young lady. And if you can't if you cannot accept ideas that are contrary to your own, you're not even ready for high school, let alone Yale University. Get out.
So here's the latest in the ridiculous line of stories we've been sharing with you here. TruthVoice.com reporting the Missouri University Police Department sent an email to students Tuesday morning urging them to call them and report any hurtful speech that they encounter on the campus. In an email that was flagged by several Missouri-based journalists, the MUPD asked individuals, this is a quote, individuals who witness incidents of hateful and or hurtful speech or actions, unquote, to call the department's general phone line to, quote, continue to ensure that the University of Missouri campus remains safe, unquote.
Here's a little hurtful speech for you. The University of Missouri campus police department's a bunch of wannabe cops.
They suggest that students provide a detailed description of the offender, their location or license plate number, and even to take a picture if possible.
Take a picture of the offensive speech.
In the email, MUPD, well, they do say, Mark, they do say that they're looking for people who, witness incidents of hateful and or hurtful speech or action. So, they're in the word action could actually include a real crime.
Sure.
Right? And that would be something that you might want to take a picture of. But as far as the hurtful speech, that's obviously a ridiculous thing to be concerned with. Anyway, the email...
Did the students of the University of Missouri didn't think that they could report a crime to the university police? So, I mean, at this point, this is just a step forward. This is like if somebody says something you don't like, you big
call
baby,
us.
Call us. And we will make them uncomfortable for the mean things they said to you.
Well, and this has started before the university. We've had parents who have called the police when they don't know how to parent their kids. We've seen stories like that.
Sure.
And those people are probably Generation X. So this has been in development for a long time.
The parents or the children?
The parents.
Yeah.
MUPD readily admits that hurtful or hateful speech is not against the law, but they write, quote, if the individuals identified are students, MU's Office of Student Conduct can take disciplinary action.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're in a private organization and the private organization has a set of rules that says no name calling, then yeah, it's within their purview to take action on you if you call somebody a name. I'll agree with you there. But these schools aren't really private organizations now, are they?
Well,
they masquerade as though they are, but really, almost all of them are taking funding from the state.
Yes, they are private organizations that take funding from the state. And that's the problem. It's the funding mechanism, not the organization itself. So if I worked at a place, for instance, and I had to deal with somebody who, for whatever reason, felt the need to call me names on a relatively regular basis, you know, at some point or another, I'm probably going to go to the, you know, to my superior and say, hey, like, something's wrong with this person. They can't handle themselves in adult situations. The problem with this has to do not with name calling, Ian. This isn't, you know, this isn't going to be restricted to name calling or anything. This is going to be, this person holds a belief system that is contrary to mine.
Yeah.
And that contrary belief system upsets me. And it indicates to me that this person that holds the contrary belief system is a very bad individual and should be separated from the rest of us. Now, that kind of you know, statement causes a chilling effect on free speech.
I agree. Published originally on Mediaite.com, and in a statement to Mediaite, the MUPD confirmed the email was real. When asked about the potential First Amendment implications, a spokesbureaucrat responded simply, quote, we're simply asking them to report what they feel is hurtful and or hateful speech. They must not have very many actual crimes to deal with on this Missouri college campus.
Apparently their students don't drink to excess there.
There were no rapes, apparently, to investigate. He added that the police did not consider the hateful speech a criminal matter. However, quote, we also work for the university and uphold the university's rules and regulations. Said email from the police comes one day after University President Tim Wolf and Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton resigned under pressure from students and faculty alike for what they consider to be a lackluster response to racial incidents. The same day, protesters and members of the media clashed, with protesters declaring a no media safe space.
This is a no media safe space, all right?
That sounds really scary to me. Because I, you know, I like the media. I'm part of the media. I think the media is an important check and balance on power structures. And whether you like it or not, these schools are a power structure. You know, they have a very, there's a limited amount of these things. They are endorsed by and funded by the state. And as far as I'm concerned, many of them are even called state colleges, so sure, they might as well be complete arms of the state from top to bottom. And that means, to me, the media needs to be free to be on the campus, and the media needs to be free to report on whatever they feel fit to report on.
I'm a little concerned with the idea of the media just being able to go anywhere it wants on the campus. You know, just
well, maybe not in the girls' bathroom or something like that, but
even
otherwise.
In the dormitories? Like, you know, the halls of the dormitories?
Well, they shouldn't be able to go in someone's private room.
Okay, what about the student center?
Yeah, they should be able to go in there.
The student center is for students.
Nope.
Not for
no,
students?
It's open to the public.
Well, it depends on the student center. I think
the one is here. I can walk in there anytime I want.
Okay. I see why, if you want to have a meeting of students that you want to keep the media out of, you should be able to do that.
Go have that in your dorm room then.
Well, there can't be any lecture room, any lecture hall that you can... okay. Everybody, we're getting together to have a meeting about what to do about the media.
Yeah.
And that media, that meeting will be...
That's the meeting I want to be in.
The Ian B. Freeman Auditorium at 2 p.m. No media allowed. They can't do that?
No.
Okay, well...
No, not if it's in a public building.
I have to say that they should be able to do that. There's students
that
are paid to be on the campus.
That's fine. You can have private meetings in public in these buildings as soon as you stop accepting government money. How about that?
I'm with you. The government money is a real problem.
As soon as you stop accepting the government money, you can then put up all the security you want and prevent anyone from coming on campus. Until then, it should be an open campus, and anyone with a video camera or audio recording device or a notepad should be able to come in there and be a part of whatever's going on. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If there's a no media safe space, then that means that freedom is not safe. Only the people who are trying to plot in secret to destroy freedom would be safe, and that's a scary idea. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The fake gun ban, it's happening, and we'll tell you about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right now, it's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you, it's 855-450-FREE. free. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And want you to know it's that time of year. Get some shopping done. Get your stuff that you need for the holiday season. Just go ahead and take care of it now. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and just cross it all off your list, because you can probably get everything you're looking for at Amazon. And you can go to Amazon through the links we have at shop.freetalklive.com. You go through the regular Amazon links to Amazon US, Canada, as well as Amazon UK, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Now, if you've got Bitcoin, you can go to shop, or you can go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, and save even save like 20% on your Amazon purchases. But if you don't have Bitcoin, just go through shop.freetalklive.com through those Amazon links you'll find there and get your shopping taken care of. As we continue here, the college campuses of the world going even more insane, where a Missouri college campus now, its police department sending out notice to all students saying, hey, we don't really have anything better to do, so go ahead and send all your offensive speech incidents to us. When someone says something you don't like, call the police. And this is incredibly dangerous, even though the police on the campus are pointing out, hey, yeah, we're here to enforce the law, but also we're private police for the campus, suggesting that, you know, this isn't a criminal matter if someone says something that's offensive, but that they could bring it up to the administration and have some sort of administrative tribunal. You know, what they do in these colleges is they'll have, like, a student who's in law school or whatever there, or somebody, just one of the students, is sort of like your representative, and then you have this little court trial thing within the school. So
yeah,
they have their own...
It's a much lower threshold of guilt.
Of evidence,
yeah.
So this is a bad, bad idea, because you're training people that it's okay to call the police when someone says something you don't like. Who is going to really make the distinction... Of those who are making these calls, how many of them are going to make the distinction that when they graduate from school, that they should stop doing that? Is that going to happen?
Unlikely.
Yeah, I think they're going to continue doing it. And hopefully they'll be laughed at by the real police when that happens, but it seems less and less likely that that's going to happen. We've got parents who call the police when they can't handle their kids, or when they believe they can't handle their kids at home. They can't, you know, they've thrown their hands up on some disciplinary matter, and they call the cops in, and then sometimes the cops will kill or maim their child.
Well, of course they turn to the state for the raising of their child. They've been turning to the state for the raising of their child for years. As long, I mean, what is government school? Government school is middle-class welfare babysitting services. It's government indoctrination day prisons that you know, parents go there, send their kids there. In many cases, the expectation is that the school will do the disciplining of the child in so many ways. This is why, among other reasons, I imagine government school education is diminishing over time, because parents take less and less of a role. Their kids are poorly disciplined when they enter a school, so the classes don't move forward.
So something else that is sort of related to this is WMUR reporting out of Boston that Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has now signed an ordinance that bans replica firearms in public spaces throughout Boston.
So are we talking about, like, flintlock rifle? I would imagine that
that wouldn't be a replica, would it?
Well, if it was a replica of a flintlock, it would be.
If it was a replica.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have, when it comes to, say, a flintlock or a few different types of sort of really, really old antique firearms, but let's just call it flintlock. So you have the originals, which sometimes they fire, but rarely, because the metal deteriorates over the time. They don't want a collapse of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just have replicas of those. So certainly they have replicas of those.
Right. And they also have replicas of more modern guns as well.
Sure.
Like some paintball guns look very much like real guns.
Okay.
There's also the airsoft guns. I don't know if you've seen these.
Sure. They have a little orange tip on them.
Yeah, but I'm sure some people can tear the tips off or paint them black or whatever, right? But
seems like a bad idea. Seems like a good way to get shot these days.
We don't. It doesn't specify here that if it's got an orange tip, it's okay. This is just an ordinance that bans a replica firearm.
Okay.
From public spaces throughout Boston, the mayor's office says the goal of the ordinance is to make people aware of the danger of replica guns. Now, hold on. A replica gun, by definition, is not an actual gun, so the gun itself isn't a danger. You can't shoot your limbs off with a replica gun. This is a model, essentially. The danger of the replica gun is from the police, who will shoot you to death if they see you with a replica gun. That's the danger of the replica gun.
In a lot of ways, that's what happened to Tamir Rice in Cleveland, I believe. And I would say that to some extent, you're still dealing with the danger of citizenry, right? There's plenty of concealed carry people running around, not in Massachusetts, but you know where this is from, but in other states. And those people could make the same mistake. And I don't know how...
Well, I would hope that a concealed carrier would be a little more judicious with who they pull their gun out and shoot. I mean, generally concealed carry people have some level of concern for firearm safety. They've gone through some level of training, many of them have, and I don't think that someone just, you know, with a replica gun in a holster is going to result in a concealed carry person drawing down on them. You just don't hear about that happening. But you do hear about the police shooting people to death in those circumstances.
Sure. Tamir Rice wasn't killed because he had a replica gun in a holster, Ian.
He had it in his pants.
Right. It was in his pants because he was using it. It was an airsoft gun.
Yeah.
And an airsoft gun is a basically somewhere between a toy and a real thing.
He
right?
was ostensibly pointing it at people.
It is a gun that you can, it shoots a soft BB.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a big soft pellet.
Right.
And, you know, if you're playing that way, you know you've been hit. It doesn't sting terribly or anything like that.
Have you been shot with one?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't sting terribly or anything like that. I think it's a good thing. Considering I played BB gun wards with my friends,
yep.
and we shot each other with real BBs.
Did you ever break the skin with a real BB?
No, we never got that close. We were careful enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure that plenty of people did get a BB lodged under their skin while playing these sorts of games.
Could you put an eye out with the airsoft?
I wouldn't want to say. Eyes are a sensitive place,
yeah.
and you probably should wear some kind of safety goggle.
I would think so.
But you should wear a safety goggle when you're doing all kinds of things. I've hit something with a hammer and had a piece of metal fly off towards my face. So who wears safety goggles?
If they're hammering.
If they're hammering, unless you're on television and you're pretending that you're always safe. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like this piece of what I call a picket, but a T-post, I think, one of these green metal posts. And I struck it with a hammer and just a chunk of it flew off.
Walsh said some fake guns look real, so they put lives in danger. So real, they put lives in danger. No, 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 no. The gun has not put anyone's life in danger. It's the actions of the police and them jumping to a conclusion and presuming that somebody is actually armed when they're not really armed and, you know, just getting all trigger happy. That's what puts lives in danger. You don't have this happening here in New Hampshire, where it's completely legal to walk around with a real gun. Here, the cops, if they say anything to you, they'll say, hey, what model is that? Because they're honestly genuinely interested.
Yeah, you can open carry in New Hampshire.
Yeah, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you how many replica guns they've taken off the streets. It's Free Talk Live.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right now, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to our website. You go there, get interactive. It's totally free. It's brand new as well. The website completely redesigned. There's now a blog section, which it's called FTL News. When you're there on the front page, there's the show topics. That's the default view. And then the next tab there is FTL News. You can check out Mark's newest blog post from yesterday about agorism. If you don't know what that is, I believe you explained it in the article.
Yes.
So go and check it out over at freetalklive.com. And then get interactive by submitting content right there to the front page of our website. You can jump into the chat room during our live show or when we're not live. It's always there. There's a lot of different things you can do to interact with other people there over at freetalklive.com. Most importantly, the site is free. So head over and enjoy freetalklive.com. 153 replica guns taken off the streets so far this year in Boston alone. And that's apparently without an ordinance that bans them. So they just now signed the ordinance.
They're just taking people's toy guns?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, doesn't
okay.
it? Because they just, as of 2 days ago, signed the ordinance that bans replica guns from the streets of Boston. But according to Police Commissioner William Evans, they've taken 673 real guns and 153 replica guns off the streets in Boston just this year so far. Some of these replica guns, said the police chief, look no different than the real guns.
And?
Replica firearms in public spaces will be confiscated by the police, and the owner will have to pick it up at a district station. Huh? Why would they confiscate the What? They confiscate the gun and then let you pick it up later?
I assume what they're saying is that this is kids carrying around airsoft guns.
Uh-huh.
And that the parents will have to come and get the gun and hear from the police how dangerous it is for their kids to have airsoft guns.
I see.
I was raised in the country, and we went around, we had BB guns, and we did all our things. Plus, even when we were in town, we had BB guns. I remember going to my friend's property. We'd go down.
Now, how were you carrying the BB gun in town?
Well, it's not like I'm walking through down the sidewalk or anything like that. We basically, I'd take my BB gun over to his house on my bicycle.
Like in a bag or something, or on your belt?
It was a rifle. It's not a pistol.
Oh, a rifle. Was it slung to your back?
It didn't have a sling to it. I just put it over the handlebars.
Okay, gotcha.
And it wasn't that far, just going down the street, bicycling. And then we'd go over to his place, and he had this little creek that ran along the side of his property, and we'd go down there and shoot dragonflies, and we were pretty good, you know, things like that. And, you know, basically lay havoc. His father said that the area we were in was a bird sanctuary, which I looked it up later, and it wasn't a bird sanctuary, but either way, it was good enough for us. This title that he gave it.
Was that said to you to discourage you from shooting the birds?
It was told that we mayn't shoot birds.
Okay.
This is a bird sanctuary. You mayn't shoot birds.
Gotcha.
Was the order. Right. That's the contraction for me, not.
It's an unusual contraction, wouldn't you say?
Free Talk Live, you learn something every day listening to Free Talk Live. So
I know I do. Yeah. I don't know about you.
I'm
a super genius.
I know it all already. So we'd go down there and, you know, play with the BB guns until we got tired of it, in which case we'd, you know, go do Star Wars.
So you were riding down the street with a rifle strapped across the front portion of your bicycle.
That's a correct statement.
Sounds like a scene out of Mad Max.
I guess that's what happened.
At least that's what these people in Boston would think.
Yeah, I had a Crossman 880. He had the 881 with the scope.
And this is just crazy. Replica firearms, again, will be confiscated by the police. The owner will have to pick it up at a district station. I guess the idea is that they're not outlawing possession in all circumstances. It's only in public. So if you're seen in public with a replica firearm, they will be confiscated. Now it's an ordinance, so presumably there'll be a ticket involved as well.
What else will it be, right?
But they will apparently let you have it back as long as you promise to be a good little boy.
I would say that this is probably about airsoft guns scaring people.
Yeah, for sure.
My experience with Massachusetts, what we call massholes up here in New Hampshire. My experience with massholes is that if they see a gun, they wet themselves and call the police.
They call the cops. When they come to New Hampshire, they don't get it, and the cops will laugh at them.
Right. I'm surprised they don't call the Massachusetts cops to come up here and do something about it, frankly. I'm just like, wow, there's a gun up here in New Hampshire. I was just supposed to get cheap alcohol some tax-free shopping.
I'm pretty sure it is illegal to even have I think it may be a felony to actually have a bullet in Massachusetts.
I've heard all these sorts of things.
I mean, anywhere in Massachusetts. This new ordinance is just Boston, but all of Massachusetts is like basically a gun-free zone. It's near to impossible to acquire whatever government permission slip that you need. Remember we had the former cop call this show, and he tried to get a gun permit down in the town in which he lived in Mass.
And they said,
told him no.
Yeah.
A former police officer couldn't even get a gun permit.
It wasn't even that long ago.
Right.
It's not some ancient story.
So, I mean, it is not a place to be if you believe in self-defense. Massachusetts.
Yeah, they have no interest in you defending yourself. They have they've contracted that out to police departments.
So I just thought that was a ridiculous story. And Mark, you've got another story. This one's coming out of Maryland, if I'm not mistaken, with an insane policy that the government had about trying to track people's shell casings. Is that right? And now it's just not working out, huh?
Yeah, this is from the Baltimore Sun. Millions of dollars later, chump change really, Maryland has officially decided that its 15-year effort to store and catalog the fingerprints, and fingerprints is in quotation marks here because it doesn't have anything to do with actual prints from fingers.
Yeah.
The fingerprints of thousands of handguns, it was a failure. Since the year 2000, the state required that gun manufacturers fire every handgun to be sold here in the state, and this is written in Baltimore, and then send the spent bullet casings to authorities.
Ah.
The idea was to build a database of ballistic fingerprints to help solve future crimes. But the system, plagued by technological problems, never solved a single case. Now the hundreds of thousands of accumulated casings could be sold for scrap. Obviously, I'm disappointed, said former Governor Paris in Glendinning.
Not like he had to pay anything for it.
A Democrat whose administration pushed for the database to fulfill a campaign promise. It's a little unfortunate that, in that logic and common sense, suggests that it would be a good crime-fighting tool. The database was a waste, said Frank Sloan, owner of Pasadena Gun and Pawn Undrell County. There's things that could have been done that would have made sense. This didn't make any.
No one talked to them first, though.
Yep. In an old fallout shelter beneath Maryland State Police headquarters in Pikesville, the state has amassed more than 300,000 bullet casings, one from each new handgun sold here since the law took effect.
Wow. You know, I was going to say, this is really an unusual story because it's rare that you hear the government admit, yeah, this program, yeah, it's not working out over here.
More likely with state governments than federal government.
Yeah, well, it sounds like what happened here was they filled up a space full of shell casings, and then somebody realized, yeah, Joe, we're running out of room here. What are we going to do with all this
stuff? Has this ever solved a crime? Does anybody know? We got three rooms in a fallout shelter full of bullet casings. Does anybody know if any police agency in the entire state of Maryland has ever come in here and ever looked at one of these casings? If you keep on talking like that, you can lose your pension.
Right. Somebody finally decided that this was not working out. And, you know, kudos to whichever bureaucrat it was that put his job on the line to point that out. Hopefully he still has it.
Each casing. Okay, so they fill three cavernous rooms secured by a common combination lock.
Cavernous? Is that the word
they
use?
That's the term, yes. 300,000.
Well, right. I find myself wondering, what is the volume of 300,000 shells?
It's not the shells. It's the envelopes they're in.
Oh, my God. So one per envelope, basically?
There's these mailers. There's the mailing manila envelopes that they're in that are labeled, hand-labeled.
And probably in, filing cabinets or something like that.
Boxes. Just boxes there. On the floor.
855-450-FREE. We'll find out more. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm. Hey, if you appreciate Free Talk Live, we would ask you to take a moment and go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the AMP program. We've told you before about AMP. It's advertise, market, and promote, $5 a month. We take it in, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations, more satellite signals, expand the message of freedom to new ears so new people can hear these ideas. Because that's, to me, that's valuable. That's why I do this show. I, you know, like you said, Mark, you could probably go get a conservative talk job and probably make more money that way if you wanted to. But it's not about the money. It's about spreading the message of freedom because that is an important thing to do. So if you value that, please, $5 a month is all it takes. You can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard right through our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. And something else I'd like to point out is if you are someone who believes you're currently an amplifier, please take a moment to visit freetalklive.com, log into the site, and then click on your user profile. It will tell you the current status that you have as to whether or not you're an amplifier. There's a chance, let's say you ordered a prepaid amp. You can actually prepay. So there's two ways to amp. You can amp with like a monthly recurring, or you can say, I'd like to just give you 12 months worth right now.
Yep.
And then when the 12 months comes up, it doesn't auto rebill. It sends you a notice saying, hey, your 12 months came up. Well, if you missed that notice and you didn't make a note on your calendar or something like that, there's a chance your amp expired and you didn't realize it. So maybe you think you're amping the show, but you're in point of fact not actually amping the show. There was a bug in our system that actually whenever somebody cancels an amp or it expires or whatever, I would get a notice of that and send out an email to the person like, hey, your amp expired. You know, just want to give you a heads up. If there's any issues, let me know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And so I was not getting those emails for the people who had prepaid. And there were dozens of people who'd prepaid for their amps. So I basically did not have any way of tracking when those people's amps were expiring, which means I wasn't able to send those, hey, we miss you kind of emails out.
Sure.
And so there's a good chance some of those people just did not know that their answer, maybe it went to the spam folder. You know, maybe the automated message didn't make it to their email box or just got shoved aside or buried in other emails. So take a moment, go to our brand new website at freetalklive.com, log into your account, and just check your amp status. Make sure you're in good status. If you think you're an amplifier, just double check, make sure everything's good. And if you're not and you want to be, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. That's amp, amp.freetalklive.com. Banning the guns further in this is banning toy guns, banning replica guns in Boston. You can still comment on that. Also in Maryland, they're giving up on a program that required every gun store operator to shoot every gun that they were going to sell, take the shell from the gun, the expense.
Not the gun store owners, the manufacturers.
Oh, the manufacturer. Okay, I apologize about that. Really?
I don't. Okay. That's what it says in the article. I don't. You're right. I can't tell you. Maybe the manufacturers pawned it off on the gun owners, the gun store owners.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, whoever it was that was going to deal those guns, someone was responsible for sending in a spent shell casing to the state. They collected 300,000 plus of these things and finally realized, oh yeah, these didn't really actually help us solve any crimes, so why are we holding on to them again? So they're finally shutting that program down.
Each casing was meticulously stamped with a barcode, sealed in its own envelope, and filled and filed in boxes stacked from floor to ceiling in three cavernous rooms secured by a common combination lock. Forensic scientists photographed the casings in hopes the system would someday identify the owner of a gun fired at a crime scene. The system cost an estimated $5 million to set up and operate over the years. But the computerized system to design and sort and match the images never worked as envisioned. In 2007, the state stopped bothering take the photographs.
So some software firm got paid big bucks to make a piece of software to match the barcodes or whatever on these things, and it didn't work out.
The program never worked as expected. In 2007, the state stopped bothering to take the photographs of the casings.
Hmm.
They tried it for 7 years, and then the hundreds of thousands of casings just kept piling up in the fallout shelter. So at this point, they're just requiring these things to be sent off.
Right.
It just make work for selling a gun.
And now they're talking about what to do with all the inventory here, the 300,000 shells. But as you pointed out, they're in these envelopes. So it's not like you could just go in there with a shovel and a wheelbarrow or whatever and start filling boxes full of, shipping boxes full of these things.
It's easy. What they do is they go on Craigslist or they make an announcement at local gun stores or whatever. The state police certainly has inroads with local gun stores. They say, we're having we're getting rid of this stuff. The reloader guys, I can't remember what they're called exactly, but they take these casings and they make new guns with them.
New bullets
them. And they love the casings.
Yeah.
They'll hunt after people at the range who are leaving their casings.
So you're saying just turn them loose on the room and let them crack through all those envelopes?
Have one day, you know.
Is it really worth it? To whatever amount of time you would spend to crack open an envelope and then dig into it and get
it? It doesn't make a difference. Is it worth it to reload a round?
Well, yeah, if someone's buying it from you, I guess so.
People don't buy reloads generally. Those are for the guys that are shooting.
Someone's buying them. You can buy those things.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it. There's 300,000 casings there,
yeah.
So it's worth something. Yes, they have it collected in one place.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, here's a second choice.
It's going to be a lot of work either way. A lot of work to either get them out and reuse them or get them out and recycle them or throw them out. Either way.
Here's another option. Now, I don't know how the entrance is to this fallout shelter that's beneath the state police department. If you have to go through this police offices to get there, and therefore you'd have to take everything out wheelbarrow at a time, mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that. Hopefully there's some kind of door where a truck could be loaded, and you say, okay, we're going to have here's an auction. And people do auctions all the time for estate sales. One auction, maybe for one for each room or one for the whole lot or whatever it is, you bid. And then the winner gets it out of here. Here's the date they got to get it out of here, and they've got 3 days or whatever.
Hmm.
And you just put the criteria out there, and they'll get it out of there. Yes, it can be done.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Ralph in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
We only have a
hello?
Million, so. Yes, how are you guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, good evening. How are you?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Let me talk about that situation that happened at Yale and at Missou or the University of Mississippi.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Once again, you got the guilt-ridden, white guilty, wringing their hands, you know, besides themselves. They are so besides themselves. Pushing this whole agenda of social justice and in particular.
No, actually, in the case of Yale, the girl looked black, or at least half and half.
Half and half, okay, half and half. So you that's not necessarily drinking your coffee black. Okay? You put the creamer into it.
I couldn't understand a word of what you just said.
You put the creamer into the coffee. That makes it half and half, correct?
If that's what you want to call it. I think people self-identify as whatever they want to self-identify as.
Look, man, there's no doubt there's a problem on college campuses. What's your solution?
Okay. Where's the proof? Where's the proof that the thing going on in there is either systemic, number one, or endemic, number two? Where's the proof on that?
I'm not sure what the thing is that you're referring to, systemic.
This is the whole thing with Yale. That's more like, to me, a scenario of intimidation. And the one in Missouri.
I would agree.
Yeah, it was the students in trying to intimidate the administrator in that particular case.
Okay. In the case of Missouri.
Students of all different colors, by the way.
That's more like a case of a hoax I would say we have a set of demands, so therefore, can we call it like hostage taking?
In the case of Missouri, for our listeners just tuning in, the police sent out a notice to the students asking them to call the police on campus when they heard something that they didn't like, when someone said something offensive to them.
That's probably, you know, what we call extortion, that whole situation that went down there.
I'm confused. Again, how is that extortion?
Where is the proof?
Where's the proof the police sent the notice?
No. I'm talking about the swastika of human excrement. Where's the
proof? Oh, I haven't heard about this. This is news to me. Mark, are you aware of the poop swastika?
No, I'm not, but it sounds fun.
No, you'll have to look. We'll have to look into that, Ralph. Let's make a note. Maybe we'll talk about that. Hey, I don't know what you're saying, actually. Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. I really got to let you go. I don't know what you're saying because I had not heard about this. And we don't have time to research it for tonight. But maybe, Mark, you're going to be heading up the show tomorrow. Possible topic. There you go. Poop swastika in Missouri, apparently. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to LibertyHealthShare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.